अंबार जमा कर ले, तेरे गुनाहों के अंबार पहाड़ों से ऊपर निकल जाए, तेरे गुनाहों के अंबार बादलों को फाड़ दे, तेरे गुनाहों के अंबार सारी जमीन को दुआ की तौफीक अता फरमाए, दुआ की शराइत को पूरा करने वाला बनाए। ये जिक्र इसीलिए है कि हम दुआ वाले बन जाएं, दुआ में ताकत पैदा हो जाए, मर्तबा एहसान नसीब हो जाए, हमारी रूह को ताकत देने पहुंच जाए, हम हराम से बच जाएं। जो अल्लाह का जिक्र करने वाले होते हैं फरिश्ते उनसे दोस्ती करते हैं, पर अजाब इलाही भी आता है तो आज की बरकत से इंशाल्लाह वो रुक जाएगा। मेरे घर को आबाद करने वाले अभी मौजूद हैं, जिक्र करने वाले मौजूद हैं, अल्लाह का जिक्र करने वाले मौजूद हैं। फरिश्ते रग़बत करते हैं दोस्ती करने की, मस्जिद से चले जाएं तो तलाश करते हैं, कोई हादसा हो जाए तो दुआ करते हैं, उनके लिए मुआवनत करते हैं फरिश्ते। शद्दाद नमरूद हमान उनकी मीरास, इल्म नबी की मीरास, इल्म तेरी हिफाजत करेगा और माल की तुझे हिफाजत करना पड़ेगी। यह इल्म तेरे साथ कब्र में चला गया फिर भी दुनिया में तुझे नफा पहुंचाएगा, और माल आंख बंद होते ही बेवफा हो जाएगा, आखिरत में तेरी पिटाई होगी। तूने इतना अल्लाह का हक जाय किया इस माल में, गैर
नजलना नराशिदीन। اللهم إنا قلوبنا ونواصينا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منها شيئا فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل اللهم إنا نسألك خيرا ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وانت المستعان یا اللہ اپنے نبی کی خوشی کے خاطر نبی کی امت کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ پوری امت کی اللہ تو مغفرت فرما پوری امت کے درجات کو بلند فرما پوری امت کی اللہ تو اصلاح فرما یا اللہ پوری امت کو مقصد حیات کے اوپر اللہ تو کھڑا فرما اے اللہ ہمارے اس بیٹھنے کو قبول فرما کہنے و سننے کو قبول فرما اے اللہ ساری دنیا میں دعوت کے مراکز کی حفاظت فرما دعوت کے اے اللہ بزرگوں جو ہماری 70 ماہوں سے زیادہ مہربان اے مولا ہم کھڑے ہوتے ہیں گر پڑتے ہیں چلتے ہیں ٹھوکر کھاتے ہیں اے اللہ بہت زخمی ہو چکے اے اللہ اب تو ہماری رہبری فرما دے اے اللہ اب تو ہماری حفاظت فرما دے اے اللہ ہمارے سر پر اپنی رحمت کا ہاتھ رکھ دے دنیا میں بھی ستاری فرما آخرت میں بھی ستاری کا معاملہ فرما اپنے کرم سے اللہ ہمیں اپنا بنا لے اپنی آغوش رحمت میں ہمیں لے لے اے اللہ شیطان کے پنجے
and then the doors of توبہ will be closed so concerning this creature which will speak to people further explanation has been mentioned in the hadith that it will recognize each person who is a believer and who is a disbeliever. Those who are believers, it will make their faces shine like the stars. And those that are disbelievers, it will leave a mark on their face to Makkah al-Mukarramah. The relevant verse is, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُكَ إِلَىٰ مَعَادٍ That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has decreed upon you the Qur'an-i-Majid to make the propagation and practicing upon the Qur'an-i-Majid obligatory upon you. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return you to your place of return. The Mufassirin explained to the people to kindle the spirit of courage and sacrifice in them so that in the face of difficulties, they will be able to brave those difficulties and endure those difficulties by taking inspiration of the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in detail mentions the circumstances of the birth of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and eventually passing the palace of Fir'aun the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya, she notices it and tells the attendants to retrieve the box and see what's inside. And to their utter amazement, it was a small child who was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They didn't know who it was. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the love of the child into the heart of our people, the princes which are in the palace of a king. And this is how Musa alayhi salam was brought up. So in the front of the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala makes the means, and nothing can stop the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from occurring. Further on, when Musa alayhi salam grows up to be a young man, and he sees a dispute between one of the corps, and then he eventually gets married to one of the daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. He stays in Midian for approximately 8 to 10 years. And then when the danger had already passed in Egypt concerning what was, the decree of his death, then Musa alayhi salam decides to return to Egypt from Midian. And it is on Islam. He was from the Bani Israel. And in fact, he was one of the cousins of Musa alayhi salam. But he was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite having blessed him with enormous and immense wealth, but he was rebellious, and he was like a munafiq and a hypocrite, and he refused to accept the message of haq, and he was very boastful. He was show how wealthy he was. The people of the dunya, they who had their eyes only on the dunya, they used to say, Ya laytalana mithla ma utiya Qarun. If only we also were granted that which Qarun was given. He's a very fortunate person indeed. But those, Allah Ta'ala says, who have been blessed with knowledge, in other words, a understanding of deen, they said, where is Suratul Ankabut, which is also a Makki surah. In here the central theme is again Tawheed, and with a specific message that trials and tribulations are going to come. Allah Ta'ala in the very first verse mentions that أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ, that two people think that they will be just left like that, in other words, in conditions of ease, that they say, because they say servants are mentioned in the Quran and Majeed in different ways, so that we can take a lesson from them and understand that those who are bent on rebellion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can destroy them. In the last page of the surah, of this para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the reason also of why the surah has been given the name Ankabut.
يَبْتَغُونَ حَلْقَ الذِّكْرِ فَإِذَا مَرُّوا قَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ اِقْعَدُوا فَإِذَا دَعَى الْقَوْمُ أَمَّنُوا عَلَى دُعَائِهِمْ فَإِذَا صَلَّوا عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ صَلَّوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَفْرَغُوا ثُمَّ يَقُولُ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ طوبى لهم لا يرجعون إلا مغفورا لهم رواه ابن النجار. Send durood with them. When their gathering is about to terminate, the angels say to each other, glad tidings to these people, for they shall not return except with all their sins forgiven. This has been narrated by Ibn Najjar. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوا تاہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو مطلوب میں ہوں